Welcome to Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers who share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com, discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we've got a very special guest, executive and career transition coach, Dr. Beth Ross, author of the new ebook, Career Metamorphosis, which is full of helpful hints on moving forward to a new career adventure. And Dr. Ross says that this is one of the best times in a long time to look for a new job or change careers, and she reveals what you need to know about the new world of work to do so. So welcome, Beth.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So what exactly is, can you define for us what the new world of work is?
Well, it is what it wasn't a few years ago. There are things that you can do now that will really change your life. You kind of turn into a lifetime learner. Your resume is your calling card for stepping to future success. And today is the day of the entrepreneur, for sure. Be very careful to figure out what you can be passionate about in your work and stay on the cutting edge of the future, because everything is changing as we speak right now. Love what you do and expect to be paid well for it. Learn a new language. Everything is global now. And do understand your accomplishments from the past and be able to articulate them and how they fit into the jobs of today. Know how to effectively pitch your core competencies. Interviewing is more competitive than it's ever been before. This is where you can totally, completely use a coach to get ready to be able to maximize any interview at any time.
So, Beth, how has interviewing changed? Give us a couple of examples of what it was like in the old world of work and now what it's like in the new world.
Sort of in the old world of work, you'd have people who would come into interviews with a piece or several pieces of paper. An interview, after all, is a series of stories and how do you string those stories together. Some of the interviewers didn't know quite how to do that themselves, but they worked at it. Now, as I said, interviewing is really competitive in that you've got to be ready with your value proposition. To not be ready with your value proposition is making a big mistake, because they're going to point the finger at you and say, okay, Jane, tell us why you are the very best person for this position. This is where doing your homework comes in. Most emphatically, knowing everything you can about this company, knowing their mission statement, and knowing what part of their mission statement particularly relates to you, being already a member of their team, because that's what they want. They want someone who can contribute, and what you want is a place where not only you can contribute, but where your career can grow, and you'll be ready to move on there or somewhere else, because change is the only operative we have right now. You may have a position in 2 to 3 years you've never even heard of before. It'll have a whole different light to it that wasn't there in the past.
So where do you feel, you mentioned many, many things when we first came on in terms of the way the new world of work is shaping up. Where do you feel in this new world that job seekers or people that are looking to change careers, transitioning for a new career, where do you think that they're making their absolute biggest mistakes? And what part of the process are they really screwing it up?
Good question. Your biggest mistake that you could be making right now is staying right where you are. There is so much fear about going into this transitional state. Actually, I had a client who did that. The whole continent away. Last night, I'm hoping she will rethink it. One of the worst mistakes you can make is being fearful of change and neglecting your professional development strategies. One of the biggest mistakes you can make is lack of preparation for interviews and doing inadequate company research. Be ready. Be ready to look and dress and act the part and know what your value proposition is. Know what that thing is about you that makes you unique. There is no reason that you cannot love what you do, get paid well for it, and keep moving professionally as your life and as the world advances.
Beth, do you think that networking is the key to doing that, to always moving forward and advancing yourself, to meeting new people that may be connected and affiliated with different places?
Yeah, networking is never a mistake. I have a very unique methodology that I think all my clients will tell you has worked well for them. Just read the recommendations on my LinkedIn profile page if you don't believe it, because it is who you know. It is getting in front of decision makers and not saying, "Oh my God, have you got a job for me?" But rather saying, "I need your help. Who do you think I ought to talk to next? Look, they're going to tell you who to talk to next if for no other reason to get rid of you. I don't think it's going to be that crass or that awful. But nevertheless, this is where you get information. This is where your networks start to grow. This is where you become a networker and a part of the whole networking scene yourself, and you're in a position to help other people too as you move along. But right now, if you're in the transition mode or needing a new job or needing a bridge job, that's something I write and talk about a lot. A bridge is something that gets you from here to there, wherever that might be. And there's nothing wrong. People fall in love with their bridge job sometimes. Remember that guy who went to McDonald's to pour coffee in the whole business, and then he wrote a book and he did this and that and the other thing? He's a big deal right now, but he knew how to take advantage of all this stuff that was happening. And you too can know that. This is one of the perfect reasons for having a coach. Every great performer, whether it's in athletics or work or anything else, has a coach. You watch.
All right, I will watch.
It's very important that you know this, and I'm happy to talk to anybody who wants me to explain to them why I think I'm the greatest thing on the planet here. But it is really important. A coach is someone to whom you're accountable, and having that partnership in your transition or your job search is so important. And that's why Career Metamorphosis, my new ebook, which you can find on Amazon, and it's short and it's to the point, but it's got some really, what I hope is pithy information in there that's really going to help you. And if you need more, you will have my telephone number, my email address, and I would be so happy to hear from anybody who wants to talk about this.
Well, Beth, thank you. I really appreciate you being here with us. You've given us a lot of good things to think about, to marinate on in the new world of work. And Dr. Ross mentioned that you can find her new ebook on Amazon, Career Metamorphosis. You can also learn more about her and her services, how she might be able to coach you through a career transition on her website, which is BethRoss.com. So thank you, Beth, for being here. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for having me. It's been an honor and a pleasure. You have a wonderful organization, and I have a long history with you. And I'm very proud to be here and talking today. And I hope I will talk to many of your listeners.
Thank you, Beth. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.